Chapter 15. Maker Arwen, are you serious? I gasped. The professor's amber eyes filled to the brim with crystalline tears as she nodded, and I leapt up from the bed and swept the gorgeous healer up into my arms. Arwen pressed herself tightly against me, and I spun her around the room as the news settled into my brain. This is fantastic, I breathed, and I leaned down to kiss my red-haired lover. This kiss was unlike any we'd ever had before. Since the first day I'd met the healer on the train to Varlay, I'd had a feeling our lives would end up intertwined. And now, here we were, about to have our first child together. I didn't think it was possible for me to love the professor any more than I did, but this moment proved that thought wrong. I've wanted this for so long, Arwen whispered, and her luscious lips trembled as she spoke. I've been waiting so patiently as the others have become pregnant with your children, and now it's finally my turn. I'm so incredibly thrilled I'm going to be a mother. And you'll be an amazing one, I assured the healer. Honestly, Arwen, you're one of the kindest, most patient, and intelligent people I know. And our child is going to be so blessed to have you as their mother.
Oh, Griff,
Arwen sighed as she clung to me.
I'm so happy.
I am too, I replied as I squeezed her tightly against my chest. This news was the best I could have received. I was beyond excited for Arwen. The professor and I had been trying to conceive for a while now, but we kept getting interrupted by a series of secret and not-so-secret missions throughout Mistral and the Shadowscape. And yet, after all that struggle, we were finally going to have a baby together, and I could hardly contain my happiness as I looked into Arwen's amber eyes. Tears welled up in my eyes as I continued to hold Arwen in my arms, and we clung to each other in a passionate embrace for what seemed like hours, until we moved back over to the bed. I carefully set Arwen down, and then I climbed up in next to her and laid on my back. My girlfriend laid down beside me, rested her cheek on my chest, and wrapped her arm around my torso. Our bodies fit together like puzzle pieces, and I stroked the healer mage's soft hair and absently stared up at the ceiling as I contemplated everything.
What are you thinking about?
Arwen whispered to me. I snapped out of my trance, looked down at my girlfriend, and smiled. Everything, and nothing all at once, I suppose.
Ah,
the healer mused.
That sounds like quite the conundrum.
It is, I agreed. It's been quite the week. Quite the year, actually. So much has happened that sometimes it takes me a moment to sort through it all.
I'm sorry for dropping this news so suddenly,
Arwen apologized.
I was originally going to wait until at least Monday, but after how happy everyone was at the wedding, I found myself swept up in the excitement as well. And I couldn't stand another minute without you knowing.
Don't apologize for telling me, I insisted. Today was a fantastic day, and this news made it even more special to me. I'm glad you didn't wait, Arwen.
6 children and 2 pregnant girlfriends,
Arwen mused.
You're certainly going to have your hands full, Griff Porter.
I think I can handle it, I assured the crimson-haired healer, and I skimmed my fingertips against her back. Arwen was still clad in her green dress from the wedding, and while it was a lovely gown, I preferred the healer without clothing, so I toyed with the zipper a bit, and then ran my fingers down her spine. Arwen took notice of my longing touch, and she carefully eased herself up into an upright position.
Care to help me out?
She asked over her shoulder. The healer mage gave me a sexy wink and reached behind her to get the zipper. I think that can be arranged, I murmured. I sat up and helped guide the small piece of metal down the shiny silver teeth that held the garment together, and as the zipper traveled, it revealed a stretch of unblemished alabaster skin. The sight of her bare back made my heart race, so I leaned forward and planted a feather-like kiss against her smooth skin.
Oh, Griff,
Arwen sighed,
and I watched with fascination as she eased her top half out of the dress. Once her fair torso was free, she stood up and shimmied out of the skirt, and I was pleased to see she wore only a pair of flimsy green lace panties underneath the garment, and nothing else. My eyes trailed over the healer mage's voluptuous figure with a mix of awe and adoration. Arwen's curves were enticing, and the swell of her large breasts made my lower half stir with lust. She was perfectly hourglass-shaped, and I longed to run my hands and tongue over every inch of her. "Maker, you're too damn gorgeous for your own good," I breathed as the healer began to take her hair down from its updo. As she loosened each barrette, her hair descended down in curly tendrils that glowed against her creamy skin like licks of flame. "I like the way you look with curly hair. It suits you."
"You flatterer,"
Arwen laughed lightly as she undid the final pin. Then she shook out her mane and ran her fingers through a few of the curls, just enough to loosen them slightly. "I could pin entire sagas about your beauty, but they wouldn't be enough," I murmured, and I pulled myself up from the bed. Then I got down on my knees in front of Arwen and kissed along the skin of her long, slender legs. I began at her hip bones and kissed all the way down to her knees, and then I came back up. Arwen sighed in pleasure as I moved closer and closer to her entrance, and when I kissed her hip bone, she let out a slight whimper.
Griff,
she sighed. "Shall I keep going?" I asked as I gently traced my fingertips on her inner thighs. "If you want me to stop," Arwen quivered beneath my touch.
"Please, don't stop."
"As you wish," I murmured, and then I brought my lips to her skin. Her legs were utterly smooth and soft, and even down here I could smell traces of her jasmine perfume. "Naughty girl." I reached up and eased her panties from her curvy hips, and as the scrap of lace fell down her legs, I leaned back in and began to kiss the soft, smooth mound between her legs.
"Oh, Griff,"
Arwen sighed again as I ran my tongue against her slick skin. Her legs weren't even completely parted, but I could already taste the honey-sweet slickness that covered her bare entrance, and my mouth watered.
"You taste so good,"
I murmured, and then I pried her legs open and grazed my tongue across her velvet folds. Arwen was entirely soaked already, and we hadn't even gotten to the main event yet. As she sighed and moaned, I could feel the blood rush to my head. I lapped at her pussy like it was a four-course meal and savored the delicious taste of her sweet juices as they coated my tongue in their sticky sweetness. The professor's hips bucked as I explored every inch of her velvet entrance, and the intensity of her moan strengthened as I ran my tongue in circles around her hardened clit.
Don't stop,
the red-haired mage begged me in a breathy tone, and I had to grip onto her hips to keep her from falling over.
"I have a better suggestion," I proposed.
I rose from my position on the ground, and before Arwen's eyebrows could crease further together in confusion, I swept her back into my arms and then laid her gently onto the bed.
"What are you?"
she began to ask as I knelt back down to the floor. But when I grasped her hips and pulled her further down so her legs hung over the edge of the mattress, she seemed to understand. I lifted her ass up and eased her knees over my shoulders, and then I gripped her thighs to get a more stable hold of her. This position allowed me a more intimate vantage point, and I resumed my exploration of her slick pink pussy. I flicked my tongue in strokes around her, and as Arwen's juices dripped out of her, her legs began to tremble, and I could tell she was mere moments away from an orgasm. Arwen moaned, and I brought my hand down over her leg and began to rub her hardened clit in circles with my thumb as I lapped at her. Within a minute, the curvy healer's legs began to kick, and as her entire body quaked, she erupted into an explosion of ecstasy. My mouth overflowed with her honeyed juices as her body writhed from the intensity of her climax. I pulled away and wiped off a stray gob of her slickness from the corner of my mouth. The professor's chest heaved as she gasped for air, and I carefully scooted her up further onto the bed.
You taste so delicious, Arwen, I murmured.
Griff,
Arwen muttered as she trembled.
Griff, I want you to fuck me.
Oh yeah? I prompted her.
Please,
she said in a pleading tone.
I want to feel you within me.
Not one to turn down the requests of such a beautiful woman, I climbed up on top of the healer and began to kiss her. Arwen's lips were insistent as they pressed up against mine, and even though she'd come, I could tell she was ready to go again. So after a few minutes of kissing and touching one another, I gripped my stiff cock in one hand and then carefully guided it into the professor's slick entrance. Arwen let out a soft cry as I slowly eased the tip into her tight tunnel, and I echoed her with a groan.
Griff,
she moaned.
Keep going, please.
Maker, you're so tight,
I grunted, and blood rushed to my head as I slowly thrust my rock-hard member deeper within her. Arwen was so thoroughly wet that I felt like I was gliding within her, and I took pleasure in the way her pussy gripped onto me like a vice.
Oh, Mecca!
Arwen whimpered as I slowly pulled out and then thrusted within her with slow, careful strokes. With each pump, my heart raced inside my chest, and I could feel myself getting closer to climaxing.
Fuck! You're so sexy!
I groaned, and I admired the way her full breasts quaked as I buried my cock deep within her tunnel. Arwen was so impossibly gorgeous, and the sight of her flawless skin and statuesque figure drove me wild. She was my woman, the future mother of my child.
I'm going to come,
Arwen squeaked, and she gripped the dark gray sheet so tightly in her fists that I was surprised her hand didn't fall off from the exertion. The healer mage's back arched, and her eyes rolled into the back of her head as her body spasmed beneath me.
Come for me,
I commanded as I deepened my thrusts. I was so far within her that I could feel the walls of her womb against my shaft.
Make her... You're so beautiful, Arwen. I want to see you come for me.
I was on the verge of explosion myself, and from the slickness that spilled out of the crimson-haired professor, I knew she was as well. Her entire body vibrated as I buried my cock over and over within her entrance, and a shiver ran down my spine. As sweat broke out across my forehead, a coil tightened within my gut. And when the spring released, Arwen and I climaxed together in a wave of pure euphoria. I groaned as my hips thrusted involuntarily, and I released rivers of my thick, hot seed within Arwen's womb.
Griff!
Arwen trembled as I filled her crevice to the brim with my sperm. And the professor's pulsing tunnel clenched around me and milked even more of my seed into her. My arms grew lax at my sides as I rode the wave of my orgasm, and after a moment or two, I slid my cock out of the gorgeous mage's tunnel slowly, and then eased myself onto the bed beside her.
That was perfect,
I sighed as my heart continued to race. Arwen curled up against me and wrapped her arms around my chest.
You're amazing. I love you so much, Griff.
And I love you too, I replied, and I kissed the top of her head. As Arwen settled into my chest, my eyelids began to grow heavy. It had been a long day, and a very eventful evening. And while my head was still reeling from all of the excitement, I was exhausted. My best friend was now a husband,
My girlfriend and I were going to have a child together. There was still much to accomplish, and many dangers on the horizon. But for now, all was well. I closed my eyes and succumbed to the restful sleep I'd been waiting for. Or, so I thought. I soon found myself inside a room I didn't recognize. The walls were made of some sort of crystalline stone, and the floor swirled with a thick silver mist. Light streamed into the space from an unseen source, and it was a tinted pale blue color that reminded me of moonlight. I took a few hesitant steps and peered around. There was a space beyond me that was eclipsed by shadows, and the more I peered into the darkness, the stronger I felt as if I were being watched. "Hello?" I called out to the void. "Who's there?" I narrowed my eyes to strengthen my focus, and suddenly, the sound of footsteps rang out. Soft at first, and then crescendoing as the figure began to emerge out from the darkness. My hands flew to the sheath of my dagger as the figure came closer. But before I could draw my father's weapon, a cruel feminine laugh filled my senses. "Karth." The horned goddess stepped out of the shadows, and I could feel her rage as it radiated throughout the dreamscape. Her russet eyes smoldered as they bore into mine, and her full red lips curled up into a snarl.
"Hello, Beastmaker,"
Karth growled.
"It's about time we had a chat."
"Karth," I sighed. "What are you doing here?"
"It's your dream."
The horned Arkin rolled her eyes.
"But furthermore, I decided it was time for us to talk. You won't allow me to speak otherwise, so here we are. I would say it's a pleasure to see you, but I know how you feel about lies, so I'll spare both of us the effort."
"It's impressive to me that you're still so insistent on victory when you've already lost." I shook my head slowly. "Just let it go, Karth. There was no way you were going to emerge as the winner in this scenario, and there's still no way. You belong to me, and the sooner you accept that, the better things will be for the both of us."
"I don't care about what's best for both of us,"
Karth snapped.
"My only concern is myself. You think because you have me trapped that I won't fight back? That I won't attempt to get free? My other sisters may be complacent and accept their defeats at your hands, but I will not sit back idly and allow you to call yourself my master."
"Viopa fought back too," I pointed out to the goddess, and I crossed my arms against my chest as I began to pace. "So did Miralee and Utoni. And I'll tell you just as I told them. It's easier for you if you just submit willingly."
"As Zanrith did."
Karth spat.
"No. Her allegiance to you came at the cost of my entire plan. I will not reward her behavior with a similar choice."
"I'm not giving you a choice," I said firmly as I halted in place. The green-skinned Arkin raised a thickly arched eyebrow.
"Then I'll have to convince you otherwise."
"Your magic won't work on me," I scoffed. "Not here. Not anywhere, really."
"You'll come to find I can be quite persuasive, just as my dear sisters have learned for themselves,"
Karth murmured as she took languid steps in my direction. My eyes trailed down the length of her cleavage-bearing leather bodysuit before I could stop them, and I felt a stir in my lower half as I settled on the slope of her flared hips. They swayed rhythmically as she moved closer to me, and for a moment or two, I found myself fantasizing about how much I wanted her slender but muscular legs wrapped around me.
"Don't come any closer," I muttered,
but my words lacked the energy I meant to put behind them. Why was I fighting again? Karth was gorgeous and powerful. And if I did as she said, she would fuck me.
"Oh, Griff, don't deny me,"
the Arkin purred as she sauntered over and placed her hands on my chest. And my heart thrummed like the wings of a hummingbird as the green-skinned goddess brought her lips closer to mine. I wanted to kiss her so badly. I wanted to feel those gorgeous burgundy-painted lips as they pressed against mine. I wanted to tangle my hands through the thick mane of dark hair that flowed down to her waist. And then I wanted to grip her waist and pull her into me so tightly
that I could feel the soft swell of her breasts against my chest. And then, once we were locked in our tender embrace, I would release her from the confines of my mind and back into the shadowscape to join her sisters. Wait. No. I didn't want to do that. I shoved my hands in front of me and pushed Karth off with as much strength as I could muster. The moment my eyes left the Arkans, so did the spell she'd been trying to use on me. "Don't you ever pull that again!" I growled as the magic she'd used to seduce me disappeared. But now I knew she had a little more sway over me when she was inside my head.
"Give in already, Beastmaker. You can't win."
Karth snarled with bared fangs. "Huh, we'll see about that," I replied. And then the horned goddess lunged at me. I learned quickly that Karth's muscular frame was just as strong as it looked as she shoved me down to the ground. My knees cried out as they slammed into the hard surface of whatever flooring existed beyond the swirling mist, but I managed to maneuver myself into a position that allowed me to sweep my leg beneath Karth's and knock her down to the ground beside me.
"Fuck!"
the green-skinned Arkan howled as she scrambled to get up. But before she could shift her position too far, I launched myself over, climbed on top of her, and pinned her wrists down. Karth spat in my face and used her momentum to then roll us over, so I was the one who was now on the ground. Then the goddess bent her knees on either side of me and pulled them inward to lock them into place. I tried to swing over once more, but the effort was impossible. I was both impressed and thoroughly irritated by the horned Arkan's show of strength.
"Get off of me!"
I grunted as I continued to thrash around.
"Don't fight it,"
Karth replied in a soothing voice. And once again, her red-brown eyes drew me into their intoxicating gaze. I found myself relaxing against her, which only made the green-skinned goddess tighten her leg's grip even further. As I fell into her stare, I began to think it would be so much easier to just give in. I'd been fighting all of this for so long. And for what? Why was I so intent on fighting the Arkans when I could join them and rule over the human realm by their side?
"Forget about those pathetic humans,"
Karth insisted softly as her russet eyes flashed.
"You don't need those pathetic humans who pretend to be worthy of your love and magic. They should bow before you, not the other way around. You don't belong to them. You belong to me."
The room around me began to fade as I became consumed by the labyrinth of her beautiful eyes, and I could feel myself slipping away. Karth was right. I was hers, and hers alone. But before I could lose myself entirely, I saw a speck of pale blue in the corner of my eye. The light from the room around us. My gaze fell from Karth's hypnotic stare into the burst of blue, and I frantically searched my memory and tried to place its familiarity. Then it hit me. Nia. The pale color was the same beautiful shade as the elementalist's eyes. My consciousness flooded with the images of my wife, and I suddenly remembered everything I was fighting for. My home, my family, my children, my people. Nia, Arwen, Ashla, Syra, Aaron, Layla, Freya. My children, everything I did for them. As the faces of my friends and family flashed through my mind, I felt a surge of power swell through my chest. I didn't belong to Karth, and I would not succumb to the Horned Arkan's influence. She wasn't the Beastmaker. I was, and it was time to put her into her place.
"I am not yours!"
I cried out. And then, in one final swing, I used all of my strength and magic I could muster to flip Karth over once more. But this time, I didn't hold back. The back of Karth's head hit against the ground so hard that it nearly bounced, and the goddess hissed as I pinned her wrists above her head. She tried to wiggle out from beneath me, but my grip against her was too strong. Then I searched deep within me and used a surge of my will to keep her locked down. She was mine.
"Griff, Please.
Karth tried to plead with a pathetic expression, but her tone was too phony for me to fall for, and once she realized it, her features took on their normal appearance. Once I was certain the magical wards were secure, and the Arkin wasn't going to be able to break free, I leaned down close as if I intended to kiss the horned goddess. But instead, I brought my lips to her ear. Now, you will submit to me. Before I could make my next move, the green-skinned goddess began to fade from my grasp like wispy smoke. What the fuck? I growled as the dreamscape began to shift into the dark bedroom.
Griff?
Arwen hissed as she shook my shoulder.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I panted. Sorry, was I...
You were growling and thrashing in your sleep,
my lover said.
Was it Karth?
Yeah, I said as I reached up to push a bit of Arwen's hair away from her face. The moonlight coming in through the window made her hair look like spilled wine, and her skin looked like the most perfect marble ever made.
I was worried, so I woke you up, but why are you smiling? Did you conquer her?
No, I chuckled. But next time, I will. It's almost over, Arwen. We've almost won.